Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas is in Paris for a two-day visit, the first since he took office last July. Nuclear energy dominates Mr. Nečas's agenda on the trip. On Thursday, the Czech Prime Minister and his French counterpart, François Fillon, signed an agreement on cooperation in the energy, education and other sectors. Mr. Nečas is also set to meet French President Nicolas Sarkozy later on Friday. Jan Richter has the details.
Relations between the Czech Republic and France hit a low point a few years ago, during the Czech presidency of the European Union. Czech politicians felt that President Nicolas Sarkozy and his team had little trust in the first post-communist country holding the rotating presidency of the European Council. Whether the French were right or wrong about the Czech presidency, these issues seem to have been swept under the carpet. On Thursday, Petr Nečas and French Prime Minister François Fillon signed an agreement on cooperation between the two countries in security, energy and science and research sectors. Tereza Šupová is covering Mr. Nečas's visit for the Czech daily Lidové noviny. She described the main topics during the Prime Minister's meeting.
They had a lot of issues to discuss. Yesterday they were talking about three main issues, as Mr. Nečas said. The first one was bilateral relations between our two countries. Second one was European Union and the changes of Lisbon Treaty and all the things around European Union. And the third one was energy.
Cooperation in nuclear energy dominates the agenda of Mr. Nečas's Paris trip. The French nuclear group Areva is one of three bidders for a multi-billion deal to build two new blocks at the Czech nuclear power plant in Temelín. Mr. Nečas informed his hosts about the selection procedure and said Czech companies would like to cooperate closely with Areva and other firms, should the French nuclear firm land the big contract. Lidové noviny, Tereza Šupová again.
The Czechs are trying to offer to the French side that when Areva will be the winner, in exchange cooperate with the Czech companies more. With Prime Minister Nečas, there are a lot of businessmen now in Paris, and they had a meeting with the Minister of Trade, and they had a meeting with the chiefs of Areva and other companies. So maybe there is something like more cooperation with the Czech companies.
When it came to EU affairs, however, it was obvious that French and Czech positions differ. France, along with Germany, is pushing for amendments to the Lisbon Treaty that would introduce tighter fiscal rules and a closer economic government within the Eurozone. The Czech Republic is outside the 17 EU nations which have the common European currency, but Prime Minister Petr Nečas said that for Czechs, hearing about the planned measures feels like biting into a lemon. Despite these differences, the relations between the two countries, or at least their governments, seem to have been given a new impulse. Tereza Šupová recounts how Mr. Nečas waxed lyrical about their rapport.
What I have seen, I think, yes, they have improved. As the Prime Minister had said, that now he can say that relations are the same as a sky without clouds, so that everything has improved and everything is forgotten.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas is scheduled to meet French President Nicolas Sarkozy later on Friday, probably hoping relations between Prague and Paris will stay on course, even after the encounter with the prickly French leader.
Thanks to Jan Richter for that report. If you're just tuning in, then thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio.